Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what is up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years. And I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Now today, I want to talk about one of those downloads, and that is the one-page business plan. And here we are coming into, this is being recorded first part of November, coming into 2019. And the question I have for this audience is, do you have your business plan together? Do you have a plan, a written plan of where you're going for the year, where you're taking your company, how you're going to get there, what's your destination, and how you're going to track this thing? Because most contractors are just out there floundering. They don't have a plan, so they're not making the money that they should be. They don't have the free time to do the things that they want to do. They're just stressing, and they can't understand why they're running around in circles and not making progress in their business. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So go to theroofershow.com, download the one-page business plan, and we can walk through it together. This is something that really made a huge difference in my business. I talked about this before, brought in a consultant to help me out as I was driving my business into the ground. When I first started off, we got a plan together, what it was that I wanted to do, where I wanted to end up. And then we came back with a plan to get us there. Yeah, we got everybody on board. Everybody focused on where we wanted to go. Hey, you see that mountaintop over there? All right, guys, that's where we're heading, and I'm going to lead you there. The employees of the company loved it because they could see and have the confidence that there was leadership driving them in a certain direction. This was going to be a company that was going places, and we did, and it really made a difference. So check it out. We're going to walk through it. But before we do, we're going to listen in to a coaching call that I had with one of my clients. When we first started working together, I would call his office. I like to ask questions, see what's going on, what they know. This guy's got he runs a successful business, but it's got an answering service, and they were god awful. They would put me on hold. They couldn't answer any questions. Couldn't stand them. Or I'd get this voicemail, and half the time I'd just hang up. Drives me crazy. So I told him, I go, listen, you have got to get Ruby Receptionists on, get a professional answering service, because you're leaving a horrible first impression when your clients are calling, including me. So we're going to listen into this call. I record my coaching calls. So I just took this snippet out, and this is when I asked Brad, hey, how's the Ruby Receptionist working out for you? And this is what he had to say.
It's been phenomenal. The difference that I've seen in the quality of the answering service has been extraordinary. What I did after you told me that is I disguised my phone number by using my wife's cell phone and called them, and I got put on hold for almost a minute straight. Anybody took the phone call. So they were basically listening, or anytime my phone number came up, they would answer the phone a completely different way than anyone else's number. So immediately I called Ruby. I just took a leap of faith and went with them because I'd heard good things from you and other places and online. The quality of the people they have answering their phone is second to none. You get a very personable person every time. They're very polite. I would recommend them to any contractor that needs somebody to answer the phone. I mean, I grew to the point where I couldn't answer my own phone anymore, and I needed somebody professional to fill in, and I'm very grateful that I found Ruby.
All right. Well, I think they're really going to help out his business just by leaving that great first impression. If you want to save a ton of money and bring a new level of professionalism to your front office, check out Ruby at callruby.com/roofershow. Check them out. See if it's right for you. They've got a good video that explains the program. And if it's something you're interested in, you can use the promo code ROOFER50 and they'll knock off $50 off your first service. Okay, well, let's get into the one-page business plan. And this is something that can also be used by just not contractors, but if you're a salesman, you're a manufacturer's rep, whatever it is, you have responsibilities, you've got goals that need to be set. And going through this process will just kind of get things organized in your mind, take a look at what you need to do, what you need to work on. It's a great tool. It's something that we did, and every year we would go away on a retreat. We would involve all the key people, and we had a pretty long process in our business plan worth pages and pages, but gave everybody a crystal clear picture of where we were going. And that's especially important with today's workers, the millennials. They want to know that they're part of something, that there's a direction, there's a plan, and there's a career for them. It gets everybody on the same page and going in the right direction for a kick-ass 2019. All right, so let's get into this. So what is the one-page business plan? Well, it's an 8-step template. It's going to give you a highly focused overview of your business. It's designed just really to just get you started on the process of planning, the planning of the future direction of your business. And as somebody said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So who cares? And what it's not a financial plan where you've got your budget, your financial information. And there's no math, there's no accounting, no numbers, because I know contractors don't really like the numbers. That's a different program. What we're talking about here is just really getting your business organized, seeing where you're going, where the future is, what kind of problems you've got, what kind of strengths, and we're going to get into that. But I get asked, you know, do I really need a business plan? Well, if you're satisfied just working for wages and you're really not interested in growing a valuable asset, then you really don't need one, but that's not a business either. But on the other hand, if you're going to grow a more profitable business that's actually going to work for you and providing you with a great lifestyle for you and your family, something that can be sold for top dollar to support you in retirement, then you've got to have a business plan. It's a must. But why just a one-page business plan? Well, the primary reasons that contractors don't have a business plan, because they tell me they don't really have any clear direction on where they want to take their business. You know, they think it takes too much time or it's too complicated, or contractors just don't know how to get started. So that's why I came up with this. It's a simple business plan that you can complete in just a couple hours. And it's really answering the simple questions. You just fill in the blanks. Print it out, you're going to have a pretty clear outline of where you want to go and a roadmap to get you there. Step number one is the end. Where do you want to end up? What's the destination? Because there's one thing that you can be sure of in this business, and there's not many, but you can be sure that one day you're going to exit this business. It may be voluntary, it may be involuntary. They may shut the doors on you, or hopefully you've prepared the business for sale and you're able to exit and come out with a ton of money for all your hard work that's going to support you in retirement. But unfortunately, very few contractors are able to do that because they don't plan ahead. But when you're thinking about the end, maybe you're going to sell it to your family. Maybe you're going to try to sell it to a competitor. Either way, it's going to take you a lot of years to get this thing ready for sale. Now, the one thing that I wanted to do, my father never traveled. He always wanted to do that when he retired. Well, he didn't make it to retirement. So I said, screw that. I want to travel now when I'm young. I want to see the world. And I needed to build my business up that way. So by bringing in the systems and processes, having the right people, getting them trained, I was able to do that. So that was my end. But yours may be different. It could be, hey, I'm just trying to make it through the first 2 years of my business without dying here. So everybody's got a different end, but you need to know what that is. Step number two is the customer. In this step, you're going to take a hard look at the customers that you want to do business with, because most contractors, they want to be everything to everybody. And that is a sure path to failure. We look at the what, the who, the where, and the why of the customer. The what is clearly understanding what your company does well and where your best opportunities are going to be. It may be residential, it may be commercial, but you've got to take a hard look at where you are strong, where you can make your money. I see too many companies that are doing a little of this, a little of that. I mean, they're doing bath remodel, they're doing gutters, they're doing everything. You got to focus in on what you really did do well. In my case, our consultant came in. We did both residential and commercial. We took a look at it, broke them out into profit centers with the different overheads that they have. Turns out we were losing a ton of money in the residential, and it was dragging our commercial down. That next week, we dropped the residential end of the business, focused 100% on commercial, and that company just took off. Not to mention all the headaches that we eliminated all the stresses because we just didn't do it very well. We didn't have our setup, you know, where all those little problems come up with Mrs. Jones all the time. And so we got out of that business, and it made a huge difference. Some say the riches are in the niches. So you can niche down. You can make a lot of money in being a specialist. So that's the what. What is it that you do well? The who is clearly understanding your ideal customer. Who's that one customer that you wish you had another 100 like? The one that makes it all worthwhile, that you enjoy working with, that makes it easy and makes it profitable. Not the guys that bang you down all the time, that bitch about every little thing. You know the customers that I'm talking about, and there's a bunch of them out there. So you just need to find them. And that's where the where is focusing our efforts going to find these ideal customers? Or more importantly, how are they going to find you? So maybe it's high-end residential work is your bread and butter. Okay, so you certainly don't want to waste your time in neighborhoods. Homeowners can't afford your services. The why, and this is critical. What is it that makes you different from your competitors? Why would I want to buy from you and not your competition? And if you clearly can't explain that to your prospects and make them understand why you are absolutely the best contractor for the job, then you're just a commodity. And they're going to just take the lowest price. And this is what so many contractors are doing. They're just banging their heads trying to be low bid. And that is crazy. Particularly now, in my opinion, we're coming into a slower time. That is going to be more and more difficult. And being able to differentiate yourself and to be able to sell your jobs, everybody get some sales training. You're going to need it when the economy turns. Learn the differences. And because there are a ton of differences, you just have to sit down and really think about it. Okay, so that's the why. It's called a unique selling proposition. You know, it shows your prospects why you're the obvious choice, even though you have a higher price. Because price is not the most important thing that buyers choose from. Always remember that. It's true. Okay, let's get into step number three, which is I call the focus. Now, in business school, one of the first things they show you to do with your business plan is to come up with a mission statement. Everybody's probably heard what that is. It explains what you do, who you do it for, and you know how you serve your customer. But we did that. We put it up on the plaque, up on the lobby wall, and then everybody forgot it. So my opinion is it's a waste. As opposed to coming up with an elevator pitch, I like that better. And it kind of does the same thing, which is it when you meet somebody new and they ask you, hey, what do you do? Rather than sitting there stumbling, you're prepared and you can give them your 30-second, 45-second, 60-second, depending on who it is, elevator pitch, and you're prepared to do that. Any elevator pitch explains three things. One, what's the problem that you solve? Two is how you solve it better than your competition. And three, what action do you want them to take? Okay, the call to action. But when you're looking at what are the problems that you solve, well, the problem is that your prospect may not be aware of is that the vast majority of complaints to the Better Business Bureau come because of roofing. Comes because roofers are up there on the roof doing who knows what, you have no idea, until they're gone, they've been paid, it rains, it leaks, you can't find them again. So you just take a look at all of those problems, all of the problems that you see on Yelp. You go through that. That's the problem. How do you solve it better? Well, we've been in business for 20 years. We have this process of inspections and so forth. Here's our list of dozens of satisfied customers with their phone number. Give them a call and see how we did. All of the things that you do that make you better than your competition. And three is, here's this new person you met. What would you like them to do? I like to say, here's my card, or ask them, can I get your card and I'll send you our little ebook on how to select a roofing contractor you can trust. But that's the idea. It's those three things. Cover those in your elevator pitch. It focuses you down on exactly what you do, what the problem is, how you solve it better than your competition, and what action do you want them to take? Your goal is to have them say, hey, tell me more. That's interesting. Otherwise, they're going to be heading for the door like everybody else because they're saying, this is boring. I don't care. So get that elevator pitch down. And step number four, we call it the SWOT. And a lot of you may have heard about the SWOT, but it's what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are the opportunities? And what are your threats? So when you take a look at your strengths, what is it that you do well? Maybe you've got a great production system, or maybe you've got a great sales force, or the various procedures, lead generation system perhaps. But those are your strengths. You can generate a lot of leads. Okay, what are your weaknesses? Everybody has their weaknesses. These are the areas that you're getting profit leakage or slippage. You know, maybe your supervision on the jobs is not what it should be, so the jobs are leaking profits. How can you improve these? Or maybe you just want to work around them for now, the weaknesses. Let's take a look at opportunities. What are your opportunities? Well, maybe there's a new product on the market that presents an opportunity. You can move into new locations, new areas. There's a number of them. So you just have to think, sit down, look at what the opportunities are, learn to identify them, and then go out and dominate them. Now, what are your threats? Well, give you a few threats is that one, I believe this economy is going to start turning. It's going to become more difficult than it is now. Everybody's sitting on their ass, you know, like, the big party, but we're going to be in the hangover just like we had been. It's going to come at some point. So you want to make sure you're prepared for this. And whether if you're doing 100% new construction, that's probably not going to work out for you down the road. One area that's great is in maintenance and so forth. When the economy turns, that's what we always did, was really increase our maintenance and repair department. These are the things to think about, the threats. Big threat is getting your employees poached right now. And that's a huge problem that they're having. So how do you watch for that threat? Well, you make sure that everybody's happy, you're taking care of your people, and nobody's going to leave. So that's step number four. Let's get into step number five. I call this the operation. Really, business is pretty simple. You got to sell work, you got to do work, and you got to keep score. And those are the three legs of our stool. Now, the difficult part about this is keeping that stool solid. Because what happens is one of the legs tends to get weak. Well, our problem now, we've got a ton of work, but we don't have the people to do it. So that production leg is getting weak. Or what's going to be coming down the road, the sales leg of the stool. Maybe that starts getting weak. Our sales start falling off. And now we've got the guys, but we don't have the sales. So how do we got to take a look at our sales process. How do we keep our lead flow? How do we keep a full pipeline? That's the sales end of the stool. And the third, which is the keeping score leg of the stool, this is the one that generally is weak because contractors tend not to, as I said, don't like the numbers, don't want to get into that. They push it off onto somebody that's generally unqualified. Or worse, they're going to embezzle you, rip you off. And that really sucks because most of these guys, most contractors, they either came up through the sales or they came up through production. Don't know too many CPAs turned roofing contractors, but they're good at one of those, or you can get a good balance. But they don't know their numbers. And this is a critical problem, particularly now. And here's what happens with the scorekeepers. And you say, who cares about that? Well, if they're not getting those invoices out, for instance, you're doing all this work, things are getting delayed, you're not completing the jobs on time, a huge problem that I see. You're not getting the invoices out, which means you're not getting cash in. Most businesses, they go out of business because they don't have the cash. They run out of cash. Even when we're in really hot times like this, especially like hot times like this, you're burning through the work. You got to pay for your materials. You got to pay for your labor, but you don't have the cash in. So this is an area where you really have to stay on top of it. You've got to control these jobs. So you've got to have current job costings so you can you know in the job if you're on target, if you're making your budget versus actual. You got to have those numbers. And if you're not getting the information from the field to get it back out there to them so they can control these jobs, you're going to have a problem. So this plan is the template is made to get you to think about these things. Take a look at the operation and see where you've got your strengths and where you might have some problems and keep that stool, the three legs, solid for a good solid business. If the stool tips over, you're out of business and you're screwed. All right, step number six, I call it the process. This is really what it's all about, where you really see where the problems in a business are. Say that you just won a two-week vacation to Maui, okay? It's free. Take your family. The problem is you have to leave Monday. Well, most guys can't do that because their business would not run without them. So if you really think about taking 2 weeks off, when's the last time you took a two-week vacation? Most contractors, it's been one hell of a long time. But if you can't do that, it means that the business is too reliant on you and you have to make all those decisions. And to be able to take that 2 week vacation, you have to plan for that. You have to get the processes and the systems in place where this is how we do things. Basically, our checklist for each position. Now you're able to take the people, put them in the position, not the other way around. You don't try to work the position around people. So you get good people, you train them, get them going, and get the hell out of the way. Go to Maui for 2 weeks and let them do their job and make sure they're doing it. Keep an eye on them, make sure they're trained. You've given them feedback, which is feedback is the breakfast of champions. Always remember that. So we're doing our reviews and working with these guys. But that is step number six, the process. Step number seven is the action. You can have this plan, but without action, it's worthless. A lot of consultants will tell you, okay, well, let's make this big, long laundry list. Here's all the things that we need to do. And it just gets overwhelming and nothing happens. I'm a big believer of the one thing. What's the one thing that will make the most difference in your business? Let's say we are going to start a new maintenance department, okay? There's a profitable idea. It's something that every, particularly commercial contractor, should have, and that should be dialed in. And maybe that's the one thing you're going to focus on for maybe this quarter. Doesn't mean it's the only thing, but it's the one thing that you're really going to focus on. To get that accomplished, you have to come up with the goal. You have to assign it to the person. It's got to be in writing. And there has to be a completion date. And you need to follow that. So we're going to have the first step. We're gonna set up the system for our maintenance department. Step one. Step two, Joe's going to do it. All right. And we're going to have it completed 3 months from now. And each of these goals, they have to be written, assigned, and a completion date to get these things down. That's what we call the action. You got to take action. Here's step number eight, the final step. And this is what I call the view. And this is where I've seen so many contractors that get to the end. It's not what they thought it would be. They're not happy. And you've got to plan this out. And it may seem like it's a long ways off, but you get that together. The view, once you get there, what's it going to look like? You've sold this to your kids, okay? Now you're sitting there. What are you going to do? Well, you don't play golf. You're just sitting around driving your spouse crazy, right? Or you're missing being in the business. And this happens so often. Guys, I always want to talk about, oh, I want to retire. I don't want to have to do this anymore. They get out. They miss the business. They miss the action. They miss what they do every day. So these are the things that you have to think about. Here you are. You finally made it to the top of the mountain. Well, what does the view look like? Is it what you had hoped for? Is it what you'd planned for? Be careful what you wish for. You may just get it. So you've downloaded your plan, you've gone through, answered all of these questions, gone through this process, and now at the end, there is a one-page fillable PDF. It's really tight. There's not much space to write your answers in, and that's done intentionally where you really need to focus this down. It's crystal clear for you. You've got your plan together. You can take a look at this. You can print it out. You can review it with your guys. Keep it out, review it periodically because it's going to change. That's the one thing you can count on. I love this quote by the boxer Mike Tyson. Iron Mike says, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. So you've got to be able to adapt. You got to be ready to make some changes. But to have this plan, at least you know where you're going. You're driving, say, cross country to get to your destination, and you don't have duct tape over your gauges, okay? So you're running out of gas. You burn up your engine. You don't know where the hell you're going. That's how most contractors run their business. Not you. You're going to get the plan together. I mean, it's going to take you an hour or two is all. Just get started on this process, and you can always adjust. But once you get into it, you're going to love it. You're going to find that you're going to have a far more profitable business. You're going to have more satisfied employees because they know where they're going. You're going to have more free time to do the things that you want to do because everybody's on the same page. You're not running around putting fires out all the time. Check it out. This is one of the most beneficial things we did in my business to help grow my profitable business. Always had a coach that held me accountable, kept my feet to the fire, made sure that I was on track. So if this is something that you want to talk to me about, maybe I can help you do some coaching. Maybe I can review your plan. But all you need to do is go to my contact page, click make a phone appointment. We'll set up a time to talk on the phone and see how I can help you. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. And until next week, we will see you on The Roofer Show.